For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. As the fight for equal protection under the law continues across America, Michigan is honoring two of its own civil rights pioneers. In 1976, State Representatives Daisy Elliott, a Black Democrat from Detroit, and Melvin Larson, a white Republican from suburban Oakland County, crafted a landmark civil rights law that today bears their names. On Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer renamed a state office complex as the Elliott Larson Building. I spoke with Melvin Larson about his colleague and their legacy.
Well, first and foremost, I am delighted for Daisy Elliott and her family because she was truly a civil rights mover and shaker. And it was her effort, with my help, to get the Civil Rights Act passed.
What was that experience like back in 1976 when you were working with Daisy Elliott to craft that bill? I mean, a white male Republican working with a Black female Democrat.
Well, really, I was on the Civil Rights Committee with her my first term. And after the 64 Act, she'd been carrying around a similar bill and trying to get it introduced. And the Democrats, who had many suburban white districts at that time, really didn't want to, on a single party vote, pass it. So they told her that she had to find a Republican co-sponsor before she could introduce it. So she carried that bill around for about 6 years until I got there in 73. Then it took another 4 years to work it through the legislature.
Why were you the right man to take up that mantle?
Because I was the only Republican that would sign on and wanted to. And I had my own strong beliefs in civil rights and that everybody should be treated fairly and that you don't have a right to discriminate against anyone. You can have all the biases you want, but you don't have a right to act them out.
Well, Mr. Larson, if you and Daisy Elliott were both doing what you did in 1976 today in 2020, given the political climate and the backdrop we have now, do you think the results would be the same?
Well, we would have sexual orientation and gender identity in the Civil Rights Act. No question about that. And there's much more that needs to be done to bring equity, which is a little different than equality. Equality says we want everybody to have a fair shake. Equity says, how good are your policies by measuring what the outcome of equity is? In state employment, are we fair to all minorities, particularly African Americans? There's a lot more that needs to be done in terms of education. And the department and Civil Rights Commission is shortchanged in, when it comes to staff for educational programs. So, I mean, there's just a lot, and I don't think you have to take my word for it. All you got to do is look in the streets and see what's going on there.
So, to that end, sir, when you see the movement happening across the country today, does that give you hope for real, substantive, transformational change, the likes of which that maybe we haven't seen since 1976 or 1968 or the entire civil rights era?
Well, if you set aside the rioting and the looting, which I don't approve of, and it proves nothing and it destroys innocent people, I think peaceful protest is good. I think more people are becoming aware, more people are speaking up. Our corporations have done a hell of a good job of trying to educate and understand what they need to do. So, yes. We are beginning to look at ourselves in a better way, but due process can't be thrown out the window. First Amendment rights of free speech can't be thrown out the window. It's a very complex time, and I'm certainly on the sidelines on it. I don't see that much of it, and I wish I was younger and could be involved. But I think the governor in particular has her arms around what needs to be done.
Melvin Larson is a former Republican state lawmaker in the state of Michigan and the co-author of the landmark 1976 Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. Mr. Larson, it has been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for your time.
Hey, God bless you and go get them, lad.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.